Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. More than 2,800 personnel, more than 100 engine companies, and dozens of air assets and heavy equipment crews continue to battle two major fire complexes in the Klamath National Forest in the area around Happy Camp. Lightning has sparked more than 26 separate blazes since the first of the month, and the Happy Camp complex continues to grow and has scorched more than 26,000 acres. The July complex near Sawyer's Bar has burned more than 35,000 acres, and full containment of both fire complexes is a way off. Smoke from the fire continues to affect communities in the region, including Willow Creek and Hoopaw to the west. In Weaverville, fire crews have begun to mop up operations on the Oregon Mountain Fire, which was quickly brought under control earlier this week, but heavy smoke and its effects on air quality remain a concern. There is a reason the drought that has affected California over the past 3 years is such a big deal. It's affecting some 38 million people. The latest study released by the Public Policy Polling Institute reveals that California is now home to 38 million people, one of every 8 residents in the nation, and Texas is far behind with 26 million. Population growth has slowed, however, and for the first time in decades, the Bay Area has experienced the fastest growth of any region in the state. No one ethnic group or race constitutes a majority in California. It's 39% white, 38% Latino, 13% Asian, and 6% African American. California is home to immigrants from across the globe, and over the past several years, immigrants from Asia have doubled those from Latin America. The population of the state is expected to reach 50 million residents by 2050, 5 times the population of 1950, when 10 million people called the Golden State home. Sheriff's deputies and members of CAMP served a search warrant at a property just north of Blocksburg on Wednesday and located a large outdoor marijuana growing operation. Deputies confiscated more than 10,000 growing marijuana plants, ranging in height from 6 to 9 feet, found on 3 different parcels, all located on private land. Water for the gardens was being diverted from a nearby stream, and deputies found no one at the location during the search. The Fish and Wildlife Agency is involved to deal with any environmental violations, and the investigation into who maintained the grow site continues. And sheriff's deputies on patrol in McKinleyville conducted a traffic stop in the early morning hours on Wednesday. The driver, 44-year-old Sharon Patrice Erickson, was found to be driving on a suspended license. While the deputy was approaching the vehicle, however, he saw a second person in the car get into the back seat and crouch down to hide himself. When the deputy reached the car and spoke with Erickson, he also spoke with the man in the back who initially claimed he had no identification on him, despite holding a wallet that contained an ID in his hand. That was 41-year-old Frank Albert Slade, who was wanted on 3 misdemeanor warrants, as well as in connection with 2 other open investigations. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka is getting its first look at a plan to deal with the homeless issue in the area. The city council has been meeting with the Eureka Planning Commission to talk about a new document that talks about the problem in the area. The policy paper deals with short, mid, and long-term goals and steps the city and its residents can take to reduce homelessness. The city has worked closely with the county on the issue, and public input is being solicited. And the city of Eureka is flying the flags outside of city buildings at half-staff in honor of the passing of a Eureka native, Sergeant Christopher Mullally, who died in Afghanistan on August 22nd. On Wednesday, Governor Jerry Brown ordered the flags flying outside state buildings to be flown at half-staff in honor of Sergeant Mullally as well. The governor's statement read, in part, "On behalf of all Californians, Governor Brown and First Lady Ann Gust Brown honor Sergeant Christopher Mullally, who bravely gave his life in service to our state and nation." Mullally's death is under investigation by the Army, and he was assigned to the 1st Cavalry Division in Texas. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.